May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for July 18, 2020. And I've got a special treat for everyone today, a little bit different kind of a show. We'll be doing some soul soaring with a guided meditation that includes 528 hertz frequency music background, which corresponds to the frequencies of heart coherence as we soar around the world with this music video and get a little bit of cosmic perspective on the global crisis we see now. Now, I can't play this music in the background right now. It's not mixing correctly. But if you're listening to the podcast, you can pull up the show narrative, the website link that I'll provide in the show notes, and you can click on the first video there at the top, which is this 528 hertz music, just the frequency there. And this is a music video that's got more than 5.5 million views since February of 2019. And it's, the idea is, you know, again, you know how I like to do a love sandwich where I talk about light and love at the beginning of my show, and then get into strong meat, you know, really heavy, serious issues in the world, and then finishes up with light and love. You know, I call it a love sandwich. You know, sandwich the heavy stuff in the middle, but to position, package, and promote, you know, more light and love in the process of dealing with, you know, the stuff that's going on in the world that's got everyone freaking out and wondering what the hell is going on. So I thought we'd begin this love sandwich, light and love, with this video, this music video. So those who are listening to the podcast, you could pull this up at 2020's Global Co-Creation. Those who bookmarked my archive website where I do these compendiums, this is the most recent one called Summer Soul Soaring and Crisis Update. And again, this will be in the show notes with the podcast. You can pull up the page and and while you're listening to the radio show, you with the podcast, you'll be able to pause at any time and follow if you can open another window up on your computer. Those who are using a handheld, I'm not sure how you can do that. You can pull up, you'll see how you can pull up the website that's got this video and the narrative on summer soul soaring. And you'll see what I'm talking about as far as this music. And this is about a 3-hour music video. This is the kind of thing that if you have a personal computer with a good speaker system, you can put this on, this music in the background whenever you want to chill out. It's good wake up music in the morning. It's got a frequency that takes, but this 528 hertz frequency that takes you right into heart coherence. And again, heart coherence is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, you might say, scientifically, when you're in the frequency of joy, love, compassion, holy compassion. So the key to mind congruence is heart coherence. So this is good music to put on in the background. I thought I could do it as a kind of a meditation, like a guided meditation, where people who at least have a personal computer and can open up two different windows while you're listening to the show today live, and or, you know, in the podcast, in another window, you can open up this narrative and play this music video and adjust the volume so it's just right. So then you can go, as you're doing the soul soaring, you can tune into it for a little bit, and you'll see in the music video, there's a lot of scenes where they're going all around the world, kind of scanning over the Earth's surface, and beautiful visuals where there's just kind of, you know, basically soaring around the world, around the earth, different scenes. I mean, there's some other scenes, you know, down to earth scenes, but the sense of soaring, I think they're starting to use these drones for videos all over, and people doing them and become expert at it. And there are some phenomenal soaring scenes here where you really feel like you're slipping the surly bounds of time and space and just going to another dimension. Well, I'm going to get into that a little bit more, the different dimensions of collective consciousness and what's going on with the global evolution, revolution, revelations, you might say. So anyway, that's what I'll be doing with the soul soaring concept, as far as a cosmic love perspective, heart-centered perspective. Before I go into some serious stuff, I mean, the serious stuff is, you know, getting a really clear vision of the dis-ease in the world right now. What's this, you know, the cause and cure of dis-ease. And of course, it really comes back to, you know, love is the key, harmony is the key, how to be centered and connected amidst all the cognitive dissonance, fear porn, fear monger, all the, you know, crazy stuff that's going on in the mainstream media. So I'll be cussing and discussing that today, and ideally coming out with more light and love on the back end, you know, finishing up on a positive note. But in the meantime, as for the cosmic weather affecting our planetary home today, both the sun and the moon are in the dreamy sign of Pisces and about to hook up with a new moon in Pisces on Monday. You know, the sun and moon will be conjunct on Monday, new moon in Pisces. And in the meantime, the sun is in opposition to a conjunction of all the outer planets, Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn in Capricorn. So this is a classic relationship between the cardinal signs of earth and water, you know, male and female, linear and nonlinear perspectives, as above, so below. Plus the moon is right now conjunct with Mercury and square Mars and Aries, while Venus is in Gemini and sextile Mars, which the implications of that, you might say, is that this is a good time to go mental in this Mercury, this Mercury square Mars and Aries, and Mercury is this understanding of the mental body and Mercury and the energetics. And we're talking quantum physics here, folks, and astrology, psychology, as far as the energetics of the different planets, how they step down the energies of deep space into the quantum field of the Earth, and in the holodeck between our ears, the energy, you know, might say, the energy field between our ears is like step down to another level. And it's a very subtle influence. These subtle energies, like homeopathy, is a very subtle influence. It can be very powerful for understanding testing that's going on. So we've got this Mercury is conjunct the moon, which amplifies it. This is, again, in a very deep space sign of Pisces. So deep mystical, metaphysical exploration, you know, the mind of God, and in a very deep sense of the word, is like an energy with the square to the relationship to with Mars and Aries and with Venus and Gemini and sextile Mars. There's a blending of energies here whereby I say it's a good time to go mental with a higher exploration of the cause and the cure of the systemic chaos and craziness, the disease that we see in the world today. I'm going to be, like I say, cussing and discussing this because this is a big thing that's going on. A lot of people want to understand. You know, they want to get some insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's really going on. So I'll attempt to channel this cosmic love perspective in the show today. And this brings me to the compendium of videos and articles that I've compiled for the show. And again, this is called Summer Soul Soaring and Crisis Update. You might say it's another reality report. I refer to these updates as reality reports, giving my best shot of, you know, the perspective of what's really going on. In this case, again, we're talking about a compendium with a guided meditation, soaring over the world while taking inventory of current events with mass global upwising. You know, as people wake up, wise up, and rise up with conscientious common sense, this is basically at the cusp of Aquarius. This is the challenge. This is the opportunity. So I quite often will say at the beginning of these compendiums, and again, I try to have a little light and love on the front end and light and love on the back end, and this one as in many of them, I say skip to the bottom for a timely, soulful message from two highly esteemed ascended masters. Now I'm going to finish up on that high note. I'm going to do some deep diving into some really, you know, serious stuff going on in the collective consciousness of global humanity. There's a certain level of chaos out there. So here's the bringing divine cosmic order, cosmic love order to the chaos. And for those who are listening in the podcast, I want to pause it and are able to open the first video, music video, and have that music in the background while you're going, do a little soul soaring with the video, and, you know, basically connect in your heart this 528 hertz frequency. And while you're listening to that in the background, then you can scan the headlines and the content of this compendium, you know, like leave the music going at, you know, at the volume that's like a meditative, you know, it's really like a guided meditation, because you're guiding yourself with that harmonic field background through the table, like the contents of this. You can just scan down, you can read part, but some of the content, but, you know, the headlines, the videos that are included, whether you want to watch them or not, maybe you only want to watch one of the 9 or 10 videos that are available to watch, the infographics, you can scan it while you're listening to the music so you can keep centered and connected in your heart. That's the idea. That's what's unique about. That's the special treat today. Usually I haven't got such good music that you can play in the background, and I think I'll be doing this again, you know, if I can find comparable quality like this one. And again, that's a 3-hour music video at the top that you can have in the background. And the music is harmonic. It's more frequency-oriented, and there's no voice involved or words involved. So not that you're going to, you know, do a 3-hour overview of this. And of course, you can pause the music video. If you're watching one of the videos, you can always pause that. But you get the idea of dealing with the concern here. My intent is, you know, bringing, you know, the consciousness of those processing this compendium to a point of harmonic equilibrium while they're dealing with some serious issues that's been very difficult for a lot of people to resolve. And again, there's new people that are finding this article for the first time. So I wanted to give an orientation with some fundamentals in here as well as some advanced stuff for people that are regular viewers of the blog and these videos and my listeners of my radio show. And understand how I will bring certain themes up repeatedly and basically layer the value of the vision in multiple ways, in multiple compendiums, and in multiple shows, going back to hit the keynotes and the highlights in a way that reinforces the core understanding of soul soaring, you know, basically conscious evolution. Eternal progression, and of course in the process love, the frequency of love, this 528 frequency, and the understanding of this love frequency is the master's key to heart's coherent harmony for mind congruent discernment. So the Holy Spirit of love and action, as far as, you know, the gift of the Holy Spirit of discernment, you know, being centered and connected in you know, heart coherent harmony is really the key. You know, when the mind is agitated, you know, discernment just goes out the window. So anyway, I've written a poem. This is one of my favorite ones for kind of the keynote concept of soul soaring. And this is, again, as a guided meditation, I thought I'd begin with this poem, and it goes like this. In the soul's journey of eternal progression, spiritual laws govern without exception. One's soul knows with humble confession the invisible guidance of divine intercession. By perspiration, we strive to optimize aptitude. By inspiration, we rise up with better attitude. By grace, we soar to a much higher altitude. And as each soul ascends, it uplifts the multitude. Global evolution is the revolution beginning. Golden Age vision is cause for much grinning. Cherish this time as the veil is now thinning. Hell may be disturbed, but heaven is winning. Ready or not, there are options now revealing. Choices to be made, they're quite appealing. Mysteries are unveiled, no longer concealing. Soul soaring with new opportunity congealing. We can upgrade a future we all want to see by culturing conscience with sincere humility, co-creating unity as pure hearts take flight above as within and from left brain to right. There are rules whereby Creator's intention is self-evident to those who focus attention below as above with great love's retention to wise up and rise up conscious ascension in the capstone of co-creation's dimension. Now, the key words here are co-creation's dimension and the creative ascent process. I provided some highlights in the copy of the narrative with more in-depth orientation to this process of assembling the components to the capstone for God, love, source, vision, co-creation as a process is really, you know, the cause and core of a solution. You know, that to the extent that we've got serious problems, you know, the first step in the problem-solving process is a good definition of the problem. And if it's well-defined, then the solution becomes self-evident as a function of that good definition. And that's kind of what I'm going into now, defining the problem with the rest of this content. That's the strong meat in this love sandwich. So here's some food for thought. I love this quote from Abraham Hicks. He says that the universe is not punishing you or blessing you. The universe is responding to the vibrational attitude that you are emitting. An upward mobile attitude is the best remedy for the downward spiral of victim-dictum that is stuck in negativity. And again, the key understanding of victim-dictum and stuck in negativity is S-I-N, sin, stuck in negativity. So it's not aptitude, but attitude that determines altitude. Whether we soar with the eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with turkeys on bugs of begrudge. And I'm going to go back to that quote by Abraham Hicks again, because again, the universe is not punishing you or blessing you. The universe is responding to the vibrational attitude that you are emitting. That's this quote. And it's not aptitude, but attitude that determines altitude. Whether we soar with eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So be aware with a good attitude. I'm going into strong meat now here, folks. And hopefully you have the harmonic frequencies of 528 hertz, you know, heart coherence in the background. Keep you centered and connected as we do some deep diving to help compensate for the aptitude of those who are poor in spirit, you know, as in stuck in negativity. So reality report on the crisis. we're going to look at how the global huddled masses are yearning to breathe free from heavy-handed corporatocracy with incessant big media fear-mongering, big tech censorship, and big pharma's medical tyranny. I mean, this is something I've been going into over the last 3 months, you know, on the issue. It's almost like, because it's not politically correct and because you never hear any of this in the mainstream media, I try to massage the message with multiple perspectives, like a holistic holographic perspective where all these different angles of looking at the same truth after a while with this repeating pattern, a common sense of the big picture of what's going on becomes self-evident. That's the idea. And so here's the first article. This is a really excellent article, which is I've got right up front. And this is from Global Research, just July 13th, about 5 days ago. It's called Busted, 11 COVID Assumptions Based on Fear, Not Fact. So the assumptions people make about COVID, you know, this virus thing, how dangerous it is, how it spreads, and what we need to do to stop it, it's running rampant, running far more wildly than the supposed coronavirus itself. The coldly calculated campaign of propaganda surrounding this pandemic or plandemic has achieved its aim. I mean, besieged with a slew of contradictory information coming from all angles, people in general have succumbed to confusion. Some people have given up trying to understand the situation and found it's just easier to obey official directives, even if it means giving up long-held rights. So here in this article, you know, 11 COVID assumptions based on fear, not fact, is a list of commonly held COVID assumptions which, if you believe them, will make you much more likely to submit to the robotic, insane, and abnormal conditions of the quote-unquote new normal. And these 11 COVID assumptions of this new normal are screening, testing, contact tracing, monitoring, surveillance, mask wearing, social distancing, quarantine, and isolation with mandatory vaccination and microchipping to come. I'm not going to go through this whole article. Some people are up to date on this and understand this scamdemic, scam for what it is, but I highly recommend this perspective for those who are kind of new to the subject and really want a comprehensive insight and overview that nails it. Now, following this, there's a video. This I just referred to an article here, but following this is a six-minute video from The Iceberg. It's one of the first times I've seen anything from them. It's a brilliant short video. Goes on to explain, you know, the simple truth in under 6 minutes. So the science has been politicized, and battle lines are becoming obvious. President Trump and top Republicans are strongly against lockdowns, but Democratic politicians in many areas in the U.S. are mandating for more masking and lockdowns to the detriment of economic and public health. It's almost like there is an agenda to make by the Democrats to make Trump look and the economy look as bad as possible so people will vote Democratic, which to me is kind of like insane, but, there's definitely an agenda of the globalists to take down America and raise up the third world and the rest of the world and where they meet their new world order. Some of that stuff's going on, but there's more to it than that. There's a good article that gets into as far as the coronavirus, an article by Ty and Charlene Bollinger, which many of you are maybe familiar with their expose series on the cures for cancer. And this article was called 8 Facts, quote unquote facts about coronavirus that are actually lies. This is a good article. Different way of saying the same thing as that first article I referenced. And I highly recommend people who really want to understand the issue is to read several like articles like these ones I've just mentioned, because there's a repeating pattern of common sense that fleshes out the issue in a comprehensive way. So now we're getting into the meat of it, folks. What they're calling the second wave of the live exercise. And I, you know, quote unquote live exercise. And I provide a link on that in previous compendiums and previous shows. I've talked about how this is a live exercise, whether you call it predictive modeling or a tabletop simulation or a huge pre-planned global social experiment. How long will the public be tolerant and submissive to the psychology of subservience to tyranny? We're talking about medical tyranny, but tyranny nonetheless. I mean, 9/11, we saw a war on terror begin. Now we're seeing a terror war that's focused on American citizens, domestic terror, domestic tyranny. So at this point, I have an infographic in the copy. It's called Good Slave Code. Now, the Good Slave Code, what this graphic says, stay at home when told, queue, you get in the queue where instructed, wear a face mask when ordered, go out only when permitted, socialize only when allowed, clap and kneel on command, desire to be tracked 24/7, spy and stitch on non-slaves, give your vote every election, be subservient to authority, obey without questioning. And the caption at the bottom says, you know, this is, it shows a guy kneeling down with a leash on him, another guy behind him holding the leash. It says obedience training initiative. So it's a live exercise, folks. It's a training initiative, getting used to this new normal. They're pushing the new normal, and there's not a lot of pushback at this point. It's amazing how people are going along with the program. So there's an article that follows called COVID-19, a once-in-a-century fiasco in the making. Good article. Highly recommended. It's by Dr. Jeffrey Dock, MD, and it's on greenmedinfo.com. A once-in-a-century fiasco in the making. Back in March, as the article goes, at the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak, highly respected Stanford epidemiologist John Ioannidis drew heavy criticism for expressing his now obvious view that governments are making decisions without reliable data. I mean, this is really the essence of what's going on. The following article is called Lockdown Lunacy, The Thinking Person's Guide. And this is by J.B. Hanley. He did the first one on Lockdown Lunacy on May 3rd. There's a second version of this, Lockdown Lunacy 2.0, that he did here on June 29th. It's an update. So anyone willing to look, there are many facts telling the true story of mass perception deception. These two articles are, again, good complements to the ones previous on, you know, understanding, you know, what's really going on. I mean, Noam Chomsky is well known for this quote where he says, the general population doesn't know what's happening, and it doesn't even know that it doesn't know. They're not conscious of how they're not conscious of what's really going on. So following that quote, there's this extraordinary article by this truth teller called Jeremy Elliott. It's the first time I've seen him, and it just got copied all over the internet. It's called Wake Up America Before It's Too Late. Video, a short video. It's only about 6 minutes. No, it's 5 minutes long. Want to watch this by Jeremy Elliott. Boy, he just nails it. I mean, basically he goes into, you know, Americans are losing rights to corporatocracy. You know, giant corporations that, by way of Citizens United decision here 10 years ago, were given the rights of humans. Even though corporations never die and concentrate power, they're giving the rights of humans. You know, freedom of speech, then, of course, in elections, they can buy elections now. So this is what's been going on in the last 10 years. Americans are losing rights to corporatocracy as medical tyranny and racist rhetoric combined with incessant fear-mongering and guilt-tripping under the thumb of big media in collusion with big pharma, big tech, and big brother government. So the point of this is it gets, you know, what we're seeing, and I paraphrased, you know, the mantra of Bill Gates in mainstream media, health news, which is all these mainstream media health news is being sponsored by the Gates Foundation. We're talking about national propaganda, I mean, national NPR, national public radio, and ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, even Fox News. I mean, these are companies, mainstream, that are drug pushers, you know, prescription drug pushers, and they're pushing for a vaccine. And the message of the, you know, between the lines, if you connect the dot, is basically they're saying, we don't need a viral second wave. We just need the fear that it's happening for more lockdown to compel mandatory vaccines for everyone. That's, of course, where the Gates Foundation and Big Pharma is going. Get everybody vaccinated and get everybody chipped with the vaccines as a tracking device. So keep in mind, again, this is a live exercise. This was pre-planned. And it's, you know, it was planned and it's gone live. It's a kind of social experiment. So let's see who will wise up and rise up to pioneer Aquarian models for all of us, you know, united sovereigns of Earth. Otherwise, you know, by default, we've got, you know, a totalitarian, dark side, deep state agenda that wants to lock everything down and surveillance of everyone and basically totalitarian population control and reduction. So, I mean, you know, I prefer to look at Aquarian models, and, you know, how it can basically culture a golden age, you know, and make that so. That's the light and love I'm going to finish up on. In the meantime, let's do some more deep diving. This is one of my favorite articles, favorite writers, John Rappaport, who I've had on my show several times over the years. And he did this article called My Investigation of the So-Called COVID Deaths. And he says, quote, this is John Rappaport from July 9th. And he says, I've been investigating so-called epidemics for 30 years. I've developed a strategy of looking for multiple causes of death that have nothing to do with the announced virus of the moment. And I've always found those causes. And, I mean, John goes on to say in the article, he says, at this point, I've written and published over 150 articles on the COVID fraud. And what I'm saying is this must reading, you know, this article sums it up. So this is a good summary. Anyone that, you know, that has, is new to really seriously investigating the story of what's going on with this virus pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic fraud, that just reading the articles in this blog and watching these videos, they're going to have a real comprehensive understanding of what's really going on. So there's another article John Rappaport did on July 10th, the day after this other one, and he does a blog just about every day. And he's an excellent writer, really nails it. He sums it up, multiple articles on a regular basis. He'll sum them up. And these two articles are kind of a big sum up of what he's been saying for months now on a daily basis. And I go on to make a personal note on this article, which is called COVID. What was the plan all along? July 10th, John Rappaport. And there's a note from myself that I'm saying, John is one of the most experienced and accurate health reporters on the internet. For 30 years, John has been exposing the virus and vaccine racket of the medical industrial complex in general and big pharma dominance in particular. So he goes on to explain, I'll just give a little bit of what John's talking about, John Rappaport. He says that the plan all along was sell a story about a, quote, new virus. A virus that researchers would believe they had discovered, but didn't. The researchers are cultishly devoted to procedures of discovery that are scientifically useless and non-valid, as I've explained in several articles. This is John Rappaport speaking. So John says a few questions. Why would elite players have run all these pandemic exercises, drills, planning sessions, and tabletop simulations well in advance of the outbreak so that anyone with a computer could discover them in hours? Why would a few of these exercises have openly named a coronavirus as the cause of the upcoming pandemic? The plan all along was to dupe people into believing that a real virus was spreading across the globe. The tabletop exercises, the drills, the seminars, the announcement of the discovery of a new virus, all of these tactics were part and parcel of convincing people that the story of a new virus was real. And if you doubt that so many researchers, planners, and public health officials could be in on the conspiracy, so to speak, you're absolutely right. There's no need for conscious knowledge. 99.9% of the players are already true believers in the virus. This is an amazing story. It's like the big lie is so big and so bold and so often told that even those, so to speak, in on the conspiracy are believers. Are believers in the virus. And I gotta admit, I've been a contributing factor in people believing in the virus because I was exposing at the beginning, you know, this guy, top biological warfare expert explaining how it leaked out of Wuhan virus. And I was running articles on him explaining how, you know, this was the story. And this is what a lot of people, including myself, were buying into initially. I mean, I was reporting on it, but in the meantime, I'm sure convincing a lot of people the virus is real as I was convincing myself. So this is a process of waking up and wising up and rising up to, you know, a new understanding of what's really going on. So there's another video here. This is really excellent. Now, this is kind of, I think this video is about an hour. It's really excellent though. It's about an hour long and it's called Plandemic 2. You know, it's about the, so to speak, second wave, and it's called Fear Me Now. And this video mixes it up, the obvious cognitive dissonance, on purpose, you know, the creation of cognitive dissonance in the public mind so that people don't know what to think and just go along with the program. And this video, publication of the concepts that are contradictory, it's such sharp juxtaposition of the different views, you start to come to the realization of how we're being played. So this is a good video to watch also. People have the time for it. I mean, you know, it's, rather than watching the boob tube, you know, for mindless entertainment, you know, this is some people... they have the time or will make the time to watch videos like this. So this video was from July 8th. Again, it's a recent video this month by John Thor who put this together. And I haven't seen any of his stuff before. This is excellent. And there's an excerpt from that. And he actually takes video clips from multiple sources and to put this collage together. And this video clip, individuals saying, here's the problem. We're testing people for general coronavirus, but we are not testing for any specific strain such as COVID-19. There are no reliable tests for any specific COVID-19 virus. There are no reliable agencies or media outlets for reporting numbers of actual COVID-19 virus cases because there's no reliable tests for COVID-19. So this needs to be addressed first and foremost. Every action and reaction to COVID-19 is based on totally flawed data. So as I said before, the mask is off. The big pharma, big lie that has been so big and so bold and so often told that most of us have gone along with it. And at the core of this big lie is that drugs per symptom medicine is community standard medicine without an ounce of prevention. It's like this, it's turned common sense on its head. It's no longer an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. It's a pound of cure is 16 times more profitable than an ounce of prevention. I mean, this policy of the medical industrial complex is highly profitable for giant soulless corporations that make a killing treating disease, not preventing disease. So So common sense says that a country which incentivizes the creation and treatment of dis-ease is committing suicide. I mean, is it true that laboratory inserts with vaccines, you know, the laboratory inserts that come with the vaccines, warns doctors of the pathological side effects, including death? Well, yeah. I mean, and are you aware that Bill Gates wants mandatory vaccines for all and has a eugenics agenda to reduce world population? Well, yeah. And would you agree that there's a conflict of interest at the highest level that wants population reduction for our health? Well, I have a graphic here, and I referenced this in the last show and in another blog. It's actually a picture of at the entry of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where it's etched in stone, the Center for Global Human Population Reduction. That's what it says. Center for Global Human Population Reduction. Underneath it says Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So it's like right up front. I mean, they're hiding it in the open. I mean, are you pro-life for your own life? Do you see what's going on here, folks? And the whole thing, including the masks. I mean, and then there's an article that, you know, I go into here, then the warning about the danger of masks. And this is a flyer being distributed in Arizona here at the beginning of July. And you can reformat it to print up copies and post them everywhere before more harm is done. You know, you need to get some citizen activists out there, you know, basically, you know, rattling the cages of all the political correctness that's morally wrong. So there's this article, and then there's another article that masks are neither effective nor safe. A summary of the science. This is July 14th by a primary care doctors. Print this article and hand it to frightened mask wearers who have believed the alarmist media, the politicians, and the technocrats. Masks are proven ineffective against coronavirus and can be harmful to healthy people or those with weak immune systems. And again, there's some good information in both these articles on the masks. This is common sense to some people in previous shows and previous blogs. I've gone into this, but this takes it. I think more information as it's coming out. It's getting more congruent, saying more with fewer words to make more sense out of it, so people can get over the placebo effect that they're safe as long as they're wearing a mask. It's just the placebo effect. I mean, the masks are about as effective for any virus as a mosquito up against a chain link fence. That's about how small viruses are and how effective a mask is. I mean, you know, unless you're in a medical situation to keep you from coughing up or for from sick people of coughing. Anyway, that's but again, not for viruses, bacteria perhaps, but not for viruses are too small. And there's, so this goes into it, the understanding of it, that it's ridiculous, you know, wearing a mask to prevent, you know, viral infection for healthy people. That's just as crazy for healthy people wearing masks as it is for healthy people being quarantined in their homes. Healthy people historically have never, ever been quarantined. It's sick people that are quarantined, not healthy people. But anyway, this is the cognitive dissonance that's out there. Another article, it's good reading, kind of the perspective now after 3 months of this whole COVID insanity stuff. Mike Whitney does this article in Zero Hedge. Looks like Sweden was right after all. Sweden is rapidly approaching the end game, which means that restrictions can be dropped entirely and normal life can resume. They have maintained their dignity and freedom while the rest of the world suffered inordinate fear and lockdown for months. So basically the proving of one nation that got it right and is back to normal already, whereas the politics and the economics and all the agendas behind the scenes in America and so many countries is all because the CDC and the NIH and all these World Health Organization are all compromised with an agenda to take down America and bring down the economy. And they have an agenda to do this. It has nothing to do with the real science. So the whole world is watching America while false flag medical martial law destroys the U.S. economy for safety from an invisible virus with the same mortality rate as the flu, because the high priests of medicine want to push their drug sacraments for profit and population reduction. This is a critical issue. There's a quote here from Margaret Sanger in 1939. She was a Planned Parenthood founder. She said, quote, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist, and Planned Parenthood is a method for reducing the population. That's the agenda. The science has been, all the science and all the politics of, you know, choice, you know, it's like, you know, people have a choice. Women, so to speak, have a choice to kill their babies. I mean, you know, it's like there's cognitive dissonance in that. You know, I mean, it's not people, women have a right to own their own bodies, but there's a separate body inside them. And that's that whole story. This is, again, the politics and economics, the politics versus the morality and the moral issue. These are core issues that very rarely come into the conversation, never in mainstream media. Never in mainstream media do you hear that Bill Gates Sr. was on the regional board of Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, who profits besides Bill Gates, big tech, and big pharma for this agenda of lockdown of America? Well, here's an article that explains that by Whitney Webb, who's a brilliant researcher from The Last American Vagabond. It's called "Meet the Israeli Intelligence-Linked Firm Using AI, Artificial Intelligence, to Profile Americans and Guide the U.S. Lockdown Policy." Well, they're profiting from it. They're a big part of it. It's kind of an eye-opener. It gets kind of deep into conspiracy. So if you don't have rights to own your own body, and this is the point I was trying to make a minute ago, I mean, you know, are you pro-life for your own life? If you don't have rights to own your own body with vaccine, with all these vaccine injections being mandated, I mean, all other sovereign rights mean nothing. So bodily autonomy in the Corona World Order is a really good video you can watch that gets into this subject of sovereignty of your own body. And this is a Corbet report from July 2nd. It goes on to explain that Colorado adopts mandatory vaccinations for school kids. I mean, school kids have the lowest virus morbidity of all population until their immunity is compromised by extreme vaccine schedules. And then, as we see now, because of the extreme vaccine schedules, you get about 40% of kids in school that are sick with all kinds of autoimmune diseases caused by vaccines. And this is coming out in the alternative media like crazy. You never hear about this in the mainstream media because they're drug pushers. You get most of their advertising from drug companies, from big pharma. So you're not going to hear the truth about vaccines and the vaccine agenda and the drug pushing agenda being big pharma running amok in government and, you know, basically running the country. So there's several videos that go into this, explain, you know, the concern and explain why independent truth tellers like myself are not heard in the face of mass mania and mobocracy and the mainstream media, which has an agenda of creating cognitive dissonance and shutting everything down for economic reset with totalitarian control economically through the microchip, the tracking systems, and control, population control through economics and health. I mean, this has been their agenda for some time. The best way to prevent that totalitarian is expose it. And this is what I'm doing with this love sandwich. So I finish up on the note, try to get, you know, a high note, you know, the bottom line, a high state of Aquarian common sense. I mean, there are no political solutions to human problems. Political solutions, those two words, political solutions, is a contradiction in terms. It's like it's an oxymoron. I mean, in the larger scheme of soul evolution, there are ultimately only spiritual solutions to human problems. Political solutions always compound our problems. Poly is Latin for many, and we all know what ticks are. You know, poly ticks. Ticks are blood-sucking creatures. The politics and economics right now that we're getting the mainstream media are far more complex than any real science of what's really going on. So I thought I'd finish in this love sandwich on a high message from the Ascended Masters. And if you think these two messages, the two videos ring true, take them as your guide. And this first video is from the Goddess of Liberty, speaks on the Law of the One. This is by way of the messenger, David Christopher Lewis of the Heart Center. It was just on July 13th, about 5 days ago. And in this very positive message, understanding of the Law of the One and how the Goddess of Liberty encourages all to support harmony, unity, and peace in our society. It's a very inspiring, uplifting message. And for a very powerful, powerful, uplifting message, just on July 14th, about 4 days ago, there was a video, again, from the Heart Center by way of David Christopher Lewis from El Moria. El Moria, representing the will of God, for those who understand the Ascended Masters and the Eastern Master, El Moria, one of the sponsors of the Theosophical Movement, of the Summit Lighthouse, with Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and of course, one of the sponsors of the Heart Center. And a very powerful message. Very powerful message, aligned with the will of God now. This is from July 4th. El Moria calls on everyone to choose constancy to God and receive the impetus of the blue ray cosmic fire. The will of God, you know, like the first of the seven rays, the choons of the rays. And this is an opportunity for many who have turned away from God, including those at the highest levels of government, to accept this dispensation or experience the judgment of higher power, God, source, cosmic law, however you understand, you know, the Almighty. So many are being deceived by the lies of the media, and yet ignorance is no longer an acceptable excuse for following the lead of those who lie in the media. I mean, all the institutions that are deceiving people are being exposed and are receiving divine justice. This is going on now. The veil is thinning. The forces of light are winning, and we work on the darkness within ourselves in order to see the world cleared of darkness. You know, sent to the delivery of fire from El Moria that will precipitate those internal changes that are required to become a true disciple of God, of source, of higher power, creator, however you know, divine love. So procrastination is one of the issues requiring attention. El Moria will support anyone in their decision to fulfill their sacred labor in thought, word, and action. So for a mighty thrust of cosmic fire, I highly recommend listening to this, Line with the Will of God Now. And that's this dictation, this heart stream, they call them, that you can listen to. El Moria's message at 7:21 minutes is, this manifestation now, the opportunity to rise or descend, it is your choice, O humanity. Choose widely. So, in summary, coming down the home stretch here, claim the victory of well-informed choice for all sovereign netizens. And this is the process, again, we're, you know, Aquarian spring is just beginning. Keep in mind how we are winning. This is a process. Next, give it 9 years, folks. You know, we're just at the beginning of it. So winning from the beginning of Aquarius with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of personal and planetary us, united sovereigns of Earth, is a process. And it's going to take a while before we get our act together and join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets with our own global constitution framed by the first principles of cosmic law and order, law and language of the angels, and law of the angles of God, love, source, geometric order of divinity, however you know, divine order and harmony throughout cosmos. So here's to co-creating the Aquarian Foundation, and I'd like to think that the pure in heart will see God, you know, geometric order of divinity, framing the order of the universe with pure geometry thought forms for full spectrum telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce. You know, Aquarian Age, Golden Age models emphasizing the TLC and 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. So here's to your own conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. for those who listen this far and would like to support Cosmic Love and the show, I highly recommend clicking on the Ultramedics logo and link to get more information on the Swedish pollen extract, which is nutraceutical grade royal jelly for basically micronutrient rocket fuel for strengthening your immune system. It's used, this is the only natural nutraceutical pharmaceutical grade natural nutritional sourced, you know, from the very source of the food chain product being used in drip IVs for immunotherapy by big pharma companies worldwide. When I say that, this is the beginning. We will see more of natural healing for not just treating cancer after they've wiped out your immune system with chemo and radiation, but for building health and preventing disease. I know the Swedish pollen extract has been used as a prophylactic in Sweden for about 35 years to prevent colds and flus. So if it can prevent colds and flus, it can prevent coronavirus. And that which prevents disease will cure disease in therapeutic levels. They're using it as immunotherapy all over the world. In drip IVs, you can take it orally. You can get a bottle of it and take, you know, preventive levels or therapeutic levels to build your immune system, prevent disease, optimal health, thin vigor, vitality, more energy, easier and faster. And don't usually finish on that note, but, you know, I've got a few minutes, and I want to emphasize something that I know will help those who are concerned about their immune system. You know, the best defense is a good offense. Get a good strong immune system to prevent disease. So thank you for listening. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.